Use, put with the TH, you know, 11th and then 10th and then...
What?
Going the other way.
The other way? The opposite direction?
Start with the beginning. Who'd be at the head of the line?
All right. You said one would be the head of the line, you said.
But he'd be the what man?
Be number one.
Or the blank man. This is much, this is not worth nearly the time it's taking.
Oh, I don't clear that right in my mind.
The 11th man or the one at the head of the line would be the word starting with F.
One in back and one in front, did you say?
The one in front would be the what man?
Well, he'd be 11, according to me.
And the one at the back is the 11.
The one in front would be 12.
The one at the head of the line is the first man, okay?
That's number one, okay, I'm fine.
First. All what right. comes after first?
Two would come.
Now, what after the word first?
If you start from the head of the line from one up, that's what you're talking about?
Yeah, uh-huh. But you're not saying one, two, three, you're saying first.
Second.
That's it.
Okay.
Keep going.
Second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth.
Whoa.
Oh, Lord. I should have figured that out.
I know. Just to hear how you say it, there's nothing else to that. Sometimes you might say, you get your good luck a little at a time, but you get your bad luck
all the time?
All at
once.
And if you said it more than once, you'd say it
two times.
Or once or
twice.
Uh-huh. And would you name the months of the year?
In sequence.
Please.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December.
And the days of the week?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay, now we're through with that. Do you have another name for Sunday?
Sabbath.
Does that just mean Sunday to you?
Does it just mean Sunday mm-hmm. to me?
When you say the Sabbath day, do you always mean Sunday?
Well, I would classify it as Sunday.
Okay. What would you say to somebody as a greeting if you met them in the early part of the day?
In the early part of the day? Mm-hmm. Good morning, sir. All right, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Up till how late would you say good morning?
Oh, let's just take it off at noon if I know what time it is.
And then what would you say after that?
Good evening, sir. Good evening, ma'am.
Okay. When does evening start and end?
When does evening? After 6 o'clock, we say.
It ends. Mm-hmm. What is it after 6?
Would be night.
Okay. What would you say if you were leaving someone's house after dark?
After dark?
Mm-hmm.
What I was saying?
Mm-hmm.
Good night.
Would you ever say good night when you're meeting somebody?
Just meeting them?
Yeah.
At night?
Yeah.
Yes, I would.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you say if you were just leaving somebody at any time of the day?
Have a good day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you ever say just good day?
Oh, yes, I would.
Is that, would you always say that when you're leaving somebody?
Well, if I said good day, I'd say good day to you, or have a good day, mm-hmm. or I'll see you as the case may be.
Okay. And a farmer might have to get, well, as you did, you might have to get up before the sun comes up, so you'd say I had to get up before...
daylight.
Or?
Before dusk or dawn.
What's another way of saying that? With sun in it.
Hmm?
With the word sun in it. Before sun something.
Or sun up.
Okay. Or you might work until?
Dark.
Or?
Sunset.
Okay. And, if you were asking someone what time the sun came up, you would ask, what time did the sun
rise?
And he would reply, the sun
rose at 6 o'clock, or okay, maybe.
And several times the sun has
set.
Same word. The sun has